Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. To Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your show host, Randy Fine. In the current sea of mindfulness apps, meditation has become synonymous with mindfulness, but meditation alone is not a reasonable path to more mindful life. One must also take the critical step of learning and integrating the fundamental principles of living a mindful and fulfilled life. There is a new app on the scene, and it's in a class of its own. Introducing the Vibe app, a daily voiceover, your shoulder from world leaders in mindfulness and spirituality like Neil Donald Walsh, Barbara DeAngelis, Jerry Jampolsky, and Diane Cerencion, and so many more people, the leaders. The Vibe app fills this gap by connecting users with leading authors and thought leaders in mindfulness. And you can choose your preferred thought leader for your daily guidance. And then you can do meditations at any length that you want. You're allowed to choose how long you want to do those meditations. And I've actually used this app, so I have experience with it, and I think it's excellent. So let's get started. Our guest today is Jim Justice, one of four founders of the Vibe app. He is a consummate entrepreneur, founding his first company at the age of 20, and he has built several companies since then. So let's meet Jim and get started. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Thanks for being my guest.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are so very welcome. So the Vibe, where did this come from? Where did the idea for this rise from?
So, well, two of the founders had a daily email that they sent out, kind of an inspirational perspective, mindfulness perspective email. It's really interesting. It's called Gratitude 24/7. And they had been doing this for a while and had a pretty good following, but they've kind of felt like a lot of times the messages weren't getting there. You know, when things go into your email inbox, in a lot of people's email inboxes, they just kind of go into the abyss and aren't seen because of the noise that's in there. So they were looking for a better way to do to get their messages to the people that were subscribing to them. And I happened to have some expertise in software, and we started talking about it and decided that it was a good opportunity to put an app together specifically for the purpose of delivering initially their messages only. And then I was working on another project where I met the fourth founder. He's a little more of an honorary founder, Bill Gladstone, who Bill is an agent to a lot. He's a literary agent, and had a lot of people in his stable write mindfulness literature and books. And so, for example, Neil Donald Walsh, he mentioned as one of his writers, as is Barbara. And so at that point, when I started talking to Bill about it, we decided, well, let's make this a platform for any author in mindfulness that kind of fit with our program to get a channel and write. And that's how the whole thing started. And so I can keep talking. You probably have some questions you want to ask.
No, I mean, go ahead. Keep sharing, and then I'll ask you questions afterwards.
Sure. So part of what we tried to do when we sat down and looked at what was out there and what specifically this genre of writing might benefit from or might need, we decided that, number one, we wanted to keep the messages very quick and succinct. So daily you get kind of like a 1 minute read, something that you can kind of read and digest over breakfast, you know. And then the other thing we wanted to do was to keep that message and to keep the essence of that message kind of living with you throughout the day. Because I don't know if you've, I'm sure you probably do. You get a few emails in the morning with some inspirational perspective, and typically you read them and then you kind of forget as your day goes on, you forget it. You know, you might get a little endorphin rush at 9 a.m., but by 5 p.m., you're right back to where you started. And the point of the Vibe app is that it's simply, you know, it's very simple, but it's, the writer specifically write a 1 minute ish read and then follow that up with what we call the Vibe. And the Vibe is a succinct little one sentence reminder of the core of the essence of the initial post in the morning that will, and the app will ping you a few times throughout the day with that reminder. And it's you would not believe, it's amazing what it does, because let's say you read the initial post at 8:30 in the morning, by 11 you've kind of pretty much forgotten it, but then you get a little ping, you get a little bell, and it says, hey, don't forget, every challenge is an opportunity, or whatever the Vibe is. And it kind of brings you back to what you had read before. And it's been highly effective, and people just love it. So,
when did you release this?
We did a beta throughout the summer of last year, and then really released it kind of September 1st in the fall.
Okay, so this is very new, and you're getting great response. That's really wonderful to hear. And the other thing, the meditation. Now, the meditation that you have there, and you can choose 1 minute, 3 minute, 10, 15, whatever you want, up to 45, I think it is. How often do you change that meditation?
Well, there are two things. So the authors themselves in that channel. So the app basically is organized in channels. So the author has an opportunity, and they don't always take it, but they have an opportunity to put together like a 2 to 5 minute meditation every day for you. We found about half of them are kind of doing that, and half just kind of emphasize their writing. And then we have a timer. So a future generation of the app is going to have guided meditations, but right now it's basically a timer, so you get to choose the length of your meditation. And, you know, so the idea is you can take 5 minutes at lunch, set the timer to 5 minutes, meditate on the vibe that you just got, right? So you get a vibe, contemplate it, then meditate on it.
Okay.
And that's
and the meditation that you currently have is one that's with sounds, and I guess it's got bells and things like that on right now.
Yeah, that's I think that's with Theta Wave background bowls, using
right.
the bowls, kind of the traditional, yeah.
Singing bowls, yeah, it's really
singing
cool.
Bowls.
Yeah, and I like that because I like the idea that you can choose the amount of time, because I always hear people say, well, I don't have 20 minutes, I don't have 45 minutes, you know, I need something quick. And I think this is good because meditation is really good. It resets the body. It takes away the stress and resets the body. So it's really healthy for the body and the mind, right?
Absolutely. And we, by no means, think that people shouldn't also have a meditation app. We, at some point in the future, would like to be like the end all to your mindfulness, your mobile phone mindfulness needs. but the currently, I mean, to use us alongside of Insight Timer or something like that for meditations is fine. I mean, we highly encourage it. You know, the path to mindfulness, a lot of people kind of equate that to just a meditation, right? But there are many paths to achieving a mindful state. And, you know, one is clearly meditation, but to really achieve mindfulness through meditation takes years and years. I mean, to really get there, right? It takes years and years and hours a day. So it then helps. Instead of just taking that singular path, to use other methods like contemplation, which is a little different than meditation, and the teaching, you know, like teachings and wisdom of others, right? So Buddha, for example, probably, you know, as the story goes, he sat down and figured it out on his own. Not many other people have ever done that, right? You typically, in Christian religions, you go to church, or in most religions, you go to church or synagogue or temple, and you learn and are taught, you know. And same thing with achieving mindfulness. It helps very much to have somebody teach and guide you to a mindful state. And that is, this teaching and wisdom of others is where the vibe excels. And in a way, it's sort of been ignored in the app push in mindfulness, right? The emphasis has been so much on meditation and the promise of like magical results from meditation. It's probably a little, you know, maybe overemphasized, I would say. Because you can't, you know, learning great lessons and rules and tips on how to live our lives and how to handle, kind of mentally handle some of the things that are coming at us, that especially the non-preferred things that are coming at us that create a ton of stress. Learning how to look at these things with the right perspective so that we can be more fruitful in our existence is not necessarily achievable just through pure meditation. You know, teaching and wisdom of others is incredibly valuable.
Yeah, and the wisdom of these thought leaders is incredible. I mean, you have, Neil Donald Walsh is the one who wrote Conversations with God, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then you have experts. I'm just trying to see here. Yeah, Barbara DeAngelis is a motivator. She's wonderful. And then you have...
Yeah, sort of a relationship person, you know.
Right, exactly. And then you have you can tell me... Why don't you tell me... Oh, Yeah, right. Barbara DeAngelis.
Sure, I'll go through some of them. So Barbara,
yeah, why don't you tell me who they are?
Most of them are a little bit motivational. That's sort of some of the concept here. They're motivating you to live a more free and fruitful life. But they're all, and we strive and are going to continue to strive to have some variability in what, the angle at that people are coming from. So Barbara's a little more of a relationship person. She's a New York Times bestseller, very established. Neil Donald Walsh is also a New York Times bestseller. I think he's written 7 or 8 bestsellers. He has a very unique aspect on divinity and what the universal consciousness is really about, and how God integrates with man to produce the experience that you're experiencing effectively. Gerald and Steve Sakon, they're the two founders. Their channel is sort of a westernized angle on Eastern tradition or Eastern on Buddhism or Eastern religions. I think that's my characterization of it. So easily digestible lessons on living with kind of a Buddhist underpinning is the way I would say that. And it's really good. Their channel is so fantastic. The Waterside Channel, that's Bill Gladstone, who's another founder. He is the agent for many mindfulness writers, and it's a blended channel. So we have guest writers sit in, and it's pretty cool that way. So you kind of get a blend of different angles. It's a little potluck thing, and a lot of people like that channel just because of the variability that you get on a day-to-day basis. We have Lisa Coffey, who has her own radio show called Coffee Talk. Lisa has invested a lot of time in her channel. I love what she's done. Her angle is kind of westernized Eastern religion thing again too, but a little more pithy than Steve and Gerald, than the 24/7 group. And she does a meditation every day, and she also does an audible version of her post every day. So if you're in the car or something, you can just listen to it. And I think that's pretty nice. Then we have Ken Foster. Ken is a life coach, and he's a life coach to Fortune 500 CEOs and stars and stuff like that. He's kind of a high-end life coach, and he writes more on the angle of achieving success and career, right, which is his angle. Gerald, you mentioned Jerry Jampolsky and Diane Sorrentino, and they're doing the Course in Miracles channel, which I'm sure you're familiar with Course in Miracles.
Of course.
yeah, and it's similar to Neil's thing. It's talks about how God integrates with our lives. Robert Clancy, very cool guy, amazing, kind of up and comer. He's Robert was a New York Times bestseller as well. He has 700,000 followers on his Facebook, channel. And Tara Robinson is a new author. She's also has a radio show for PBS, and just got published with Hay House with their new book. And we got a new guy coming on, Ronnie Landis, who actually a whole new angle. His angle is food and nutrition. So kind of mindfulness in your diet, which I think is going to be really interesting. We've got Sister Jenna. I don't know if you know her. She's coming on soon. So we've got a lot of variation that you can choose from. We added a surf feature. So basically you can browse through the channels every day and just kind of see what everybody is writing about. Just excited to talk about it clearly.
Yeah, I mean, you have the best of the best. That's amazing.
Yeah, we think so.
Yeah, these people must really believe in what you're doing. So the app is called Vibe. And how do we specifically find this Vibe among the other Vibes? Because there are other things that are called the Vibe and things like that. What do we search for when we're looking for this particular app?
It's funny you say that. we found in that Play Store on Apple, no, the Play Store's Android. We found that on Apple, the App Store, you just type Vibe, and it's like one of the top three or something. It's pretty easy. Just look for the green one. On the Play Store, I don't know why, but there seem to be like 100 times as many apps, right? So there are a lot of Vibes. The easiest thing to do really is to go to our website, which will direct you to the app. So you just go to vibe.me. No .com or anything, just V-I-B-E dot M-E.
That's so easy.
And that'll take you.
Yeah. Wow.
It's also it's supposed to be a little cute as well. Vibe me.
Yeah, I like that. There's a lot of thought. How much time, how long has this been in the works?
Yeah, so that's a good, I haven't really thought about it. A lot longer than planned. We started 2016. I actually began it as a side project with Jarl and Steve. Excuse me, my allergies are not. This is my allergy time of the year. So
where are you? Where are you?
California.
Okay.
It's the Bay Area.
Okay.
Little place called Sausalito. Steve and Jarl and I started working on this probably in 2016 summer, 2016, and almost got to an app. It was a slow, expensive start, frankly. And then when we got Bill involved and we realized we were going to build a platform, we actually scrapped everything and started again. So I would say probably actually May of 2016 was when we began. And then we actually didn't release the platform until summer of last year. Is that right? Or maybe I'm doing this wrong. I think it's 2017. So it was May of 2017 is when we started working on it. Sorry,
okay.
Not too bad, but
right, and people are still coming aboard. That's awesome. So it's only just going to keep getting better and better and better. And this is not a free app, but it is a very inexpensive app. You say that it's less than 10 cents a day, so it's like $2.99 a month per month. That so do people subscribe by the month, or you know, is that how it's working?
Yeah. Right now we only have by the month. We're going to add by the year, but I do want to make a note. So the $2.99 is an introductory price, and it's changing at the end of this month. So if you're signed up at $2.99, which I think most everybody is now, it stays $2.99 forever. But we're raising at the end of this month, it's going to $4.99 for new registrants. And I don't even know the exact date, but sometime kind of after the middle of the month, it's going to $4.99, which is still
very. So if we sign up now, we get grandfathered in, right?
You have grandfathered, right? Yeah.
Right. That's a good incentive.
It was an introductory price, and we just kind of wanted to get it out there. And one of the things we're going to do, we're going to implement a few promotions so that people can still kind of get it for free and very inexpensive. So, like, for example, we're going to have a referral system where all you have to do is refer three people and you get 6 months free. Here's the thing. You know, it costs literally hundreds of thousands of dollars to put these things together. And, you know, and we didn't. And then also, you know, we have authors who are spending an enormous amount of time, investing tons of time in writing this amazing content. And we could either kind of litter it with advertising, which we felt like was going to degrade. I mean, we have to make money somehow. We didn't want to degrade the quality of the content itself. And we just, you know, people buy books and people spend money on this content generally. So it made sense to just try to put as low a price on it as we could, where we could support the company and support the authors, but also bring high quality content to the audience.
Yeah, I mean, what dawned on me was that it is such a huge commitment to write something every single day. So I admire those who have, you know, joined and are taking this commitment seriously with such wonderful contemplation.
Yeah.
Posts.
It's interesting. I've sat down and just tried to write a few myself, just to see what it was like, and it's hard. You think it might be, and that's with all the wisdom I've accumulated over the last few years working in this, and it's hard to come up with just the concept of what you're going to write about that day.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are so good at it. They just, because they've been doing it for so long, it's what they do. They slip into a rhythm when they're writing these, you know. But yeah, I totally admire them for their talent and their skill. Yeah,
I do too. I mean, I'm a writer, and I like to post quotes and everything. And it is, but people love this kind of thing. People love daily inspiration. They eat it right up. So I think you have a great market. And the user can actually choose their favorites. So, you know, if whoever inspires them or whoever they resonate the most with, they can just select them. And those quotes, those daily inspirations will come up. How does that work?
Yeah, so you can, when you sign up, all these channels are available to you, and then you have to choose one, because the one you choose is going to, at 8 a.m., you're going to get a reminder with the main post for your chosen author.
Okay.
And we actually call them thought leaders, so your chosen thought leader. And then also throughout the day that you're going to get pinged a few times with a reminder about that post. That's also going to be for your chosen author. We can't, at one point, I'll say it's kind of interesting. When we first started, you could choose two. But we found almost nobody, it was too much, right? Pings and two reminders. It went against our philosophy. If you go to our website, we write a lot about this kind of focusing on just one thing a day, improving one thing in your life a day, which sounds not like a lot, but it is an enormous amount when you think 365 things a year, right? Can we possibly think that we could improve 365 things a year about our personality? Well, you know, effectively. And I think that you know, if you double that, it becomes like a whole lot of too much, right? A whole lot of too much. So we actually backed it off, and we allow you to select just one channel now, because it just works much better that way. But you can still go in and surf at any time. You can go kind of flick around and look at what other people are writing,
okay.
Which is nice.
Right, exactly. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So I guess to start off with, it's best to kind of look through the different authors if you don't really know what they're about, and maybe start, you know, seeing who resonates the most with you, or whose daily inspiration resonates the most with you, and then you can select that. But you can change your favorite, right?
Oh yeah, at any time.
At any time.
At any time, and then you can favorite some of the, you know, if you have a day that you think particularly resonates with you, you can favorite that, and then it'll save it in your little favorites bin, so you can come back to it. It's a nice little feature.
Right.
We very much encourage you to also share, so you can share any of these posts and kind of send them to friends if you want, from inside the app, which is nice.
And how are you advertising this? How are you letting people know that this is out, other than going from show to show?
Yeah. No, we're relying a lot on the authors to promote their own channels. And that's been very successful so far. And we've done a little bit, we've experimented a little bit with some Facebook stuff and some, you know, but it's, the word of mouth has been very good for us, and the authors themselves have been good.
That's good. So it's really, you really consider it their own show, their own channel, their own show. And that makes
Absolutely.
Sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes
yeah.
sense. So if you were to project this out five years or whatever, where do you see this going? Do you see continual growth with this and changes?
I do. I think we want to add features that, we want to add authors, and we're very picky about our authors. We get approached a lot. We generally, if anybody's out there who's an author, we generally want you to be able, we want to make sure that you're going to have a successful channel. So we want to make sure that you have some sort of following that you can promote to. Because we don't want to have dead channels. We don't want to have an author come on and then not do well and just kind of leave and leave us with, you know, a channel that some people are subscribed to, but then we have to remove that. It hadn't happened yet, right?
Right.
But we certainly want to add choices and authors. And then we're going to add some other features like some guided meditations. We're discussing that with another app right now to use some of their – rather than us reinventing the wheel, perhaps adding some of their meditations into our system. And then we have some other pretty cool little features, I think, that are going to add significant value. Then we want to encourage our authors to also do more audio and perhaps even some video in the future, which I think it's all going to get really interesting.
Yeah. That would be really interesting. So it's going to evolve. You also provide a discussion group, and subscribers can add their own insights. Can you talk a little bit about that? How do we do that?
Yeah, down at the bottom of each day's post, there's an opportunity to leave a comment. I will say I think this needs to be built out a little more, you know, on the app, but right now it's pretty cool. It seems like a lot of people tend to leave comments on Barbara's channel. We'd like to develop it. Right now it's more, I think the authors get a lot of attaboys, you know. I think if we develop it more, a little more, we'll see more actual discussion. You know, like, what did you think about that? Do you think God really has a place in this? Or, you know,
right.
What time do you meditate during the day or whatever it is, right?
Right, so leading questions that encourage people to respond.
Right. And we're just not quite there yet. I mean, we've been so busy just kind of doing the things that with the main focus of the app.
Yeah, working out all the kinks and, I cannot even imagine what it would take.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, you think it seems pretty simple, right? It seems fairly simple to kind of create this app that's going to do these simple things. And then when you look behind the curtain, none of this is simple. And, you know, we've gone through, especially in the fall, we'd make a change and then that would create a bug. And then we'd have a bunch of people emailing us, telling us that they had a bug, and then we'd have to fix that and that would create another bug. And, you know, that's sort of the world of software development, right? But
yeah.
It is nonetheless stressful and challenging, which, it's nice to have your vibe out for you, you know, to help you out, help you through it.
Right. So you finally got it launched, and it's working, and now you can just improve on it. But that's something that will take time. So you founded your first company at the age of 20. What was that? What kind of company was that?
So I did, when I was 20, I dropped out of school. I kind of saw myself as like a, you know, one of Steve Jobs, Bill Gates guy, and had all these dreams. And I wrote a business plan on, this is in the 80s, by the way. So, it's, you know, I wrote a business plan on an interactive channel for to help you navigate through your cable TV experience, which today every TV has on it, right?
Right.
But it did not exist then. And I set out and spent probably, I don't know, a year, you know, trying to design that and get it funded, which I never did. I actually never got it funded. But that business plan ended up in the hands. And, it, you know, I incorporated it and I'd formed the company and I had bids from Fairchild Communications to build satellite uplink stations. And but the business plan ended up in the hands of TCI Cable, and who forwarded it off to Sunshine Cable. This really happened in Phoenix, Arizona, and then some CEO from there or something took it, and that a lot of the concepts of that business actually ended up being becoming a business.
You're quite the entrepreneur. You also founded a company that includes Grateful Pet, which is wholesalepet.com now. So, and you started that, true?
That started as a gourmet gravy for dry dog food. This is nice. Let's go back. Now I'm 24. Actually, went back to college and stuff, and then with a friend started. We just kind of hypothesized that people didn't like having open cans of dog food in the refrigerator and that they would appreciate having a bottle, like kind of a ketchup bottle of gravy specifically for the dry dog food.
Yeah, and, I could see that. I could see that because gravy dog food is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I know,
and you don't
right?
want to put it in your fridge, right? That's a good idea.
Exactly.
So how many...
We had a dog. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was a substitute teaching, you know, trying to figure out what I was going to do. And I was living with this guy, Bo, and we had a dog. And we came up with that and did great. So we ended up getting it in like 3,500 stores nationwide and did pretty well with it. And then I actually went back to business school in the mid 90s, and Bo continued on with that, and he basically took that concept and the contacts we made in the mailing list and created a wholesale distribution pet products wholesale distribution company around it, which did great. It was called wholesalepet.com. So
right, and that's still was. I don't have a pet right now, so that's still active, the wholesalepet.com.
It is, but they wholesale pet products only to retailers, so it's a distribution
okay.
thing.
I gotcha.
Right.
Okay. So how many ideas do you have that you have not acted on yet? You must have a ton of them.
Seriously?
I'm sure you sound very innovative.
Come on. I mean, we all do. That's the thing everybody does. Every day you drive down the highway and you're like, I wish somebody would make this, right? It's just a matter of when you think that, you may take it to one more step and you say, why hasn't somebody done this? And then you think about it a little more. Maybe you think about how you could make it or who you should talk to about whether it can be done. And then so one in a thousand of those little thoughts becomes a seed and then a tree. And then so that's how it works for me. A lot of it comes from like frustration and laziness, right? I think that's the essence of invention. It's like, I really don't want to have to go carry the water up from the river anymore. How about a wheel, you know?
Funny. That's really funny. Well, you know, you say everybody has those ideas. Not really. I don't think everybody does. I think you have to have that kind of innovative spirit. But, you know, having had so much experience in creating these things, making them real, it's a lot easier for you because you can understand concepts on how to get this out. So, you know, for me, if I have a thought, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to forget about that because I got no idea how to do that.
Well, the good thing for you and everybody else, it's gotten so much easier. You know, when we were doing the early, when I was doing the early businesses, especially the one when I was 20, and the one when, the dog food one, the wholesale pet, back then, it was actually really, really hard. You know, when I graduated business school, I was the only guy from the University of North Carolina Business School who started his own company, right? Because that was 1997, right? And even before that, without the internet, it was daunting to try to like do this. Now you've got infinite resources available to you to help guide you through the process. So now 30% of the people graduating from business schools are trying to start their own thing, right? It's a
right.
whole new way, which frankly for me as a guy who came from the world where it was hard, I resented that for quite a while because it made me feel like, but now anybody can do it, you know, and I had to gut it out when it was actually really scary. But
right. Well, it built who you are, you know, and it built the direction
sure.
that you're going in and brought you to the place that you are now. So we only have about a minute left. But so the Vibe app, you shared your website with us. It's www.vibe.me. Couldn't be any simpler.
Right.
And we can go there. What else is on your website?
We talk a little. If you go to, I think it says method. There's just a lot you can read there about that. I think on its own is sort of helpful. We just talk about how the thing works and the philosophy behind it, neuroplasticity, the fact that we can actually change the way our brains are wired with repetition and practice and patterning, which is important. And that's a lot of what this is about. You know, it's about repetition. It's about, you know, if you learn something or if you read something, you typically retain 10 to 20% of it at best. If you repeat something that you've read, you might learn, I think the retention goes up to 50%. But if you used something in daily practice that you've learned or read, or you teach somebody else, it goes to 90%. And so the Vibe doesn't only just get you to repeat something in your head. We're trying to hit you in the middle of the day when you might be at your kind of lowest mindful point so that you can use it. And when you use it or tell somebody else about it, then you actually start to retrain your brain. And so we talk a little bit about that. If you click the method button, and it, you know, it talks about neuroplasticity and repetition and learning and habit formation.
That sounds really
process.
I like that. Yeah. I really like that. I'm really fascinated by the neuroplasticity science and its impact in so many areas of life. So it's been fun talking to you, Jim, and thank you.
You as well.
I wish you great success with Vibe. And to my listeners, check this out. This is a very, very cool app for your phone and something you may not have even thought of having on your phone, but this is the new way. So your phone goes everywhere. You'll have this with you. So thank you, Jim.
That's
it's been awesome.
Yeah.
Really, really fun
talking
to you.
Thank you, Randy.
And good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.